views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, May 6, 2014, number 78, since being in the YNTS studio. We're now currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Hear us on replay throughout the weekend, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and soon on iHeart Radio. www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet us at AndrewTweeGeo. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Please spell it correctly. Look behind. And for all of you out there who have a beautiful mother like I do, happy Mother's Day. I know you're probably wondering, what, we're not speaking about Mother's Day this year? At the end of the program, we have a beautiful sound clip of wisdom and special words for my mom and for all of yours. We want you to stay at the end of the second hour. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Claire Sinskowski, my producer. Voiceover personality, Moon Summer. You just heard her voice. My father, spectating Teddy Giordano, as always. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. It is going to be, and it's so scary to say this, and I still have the poster right behind the studio here, 2 years since I broadcasted my last program at my college. And you start getting goosebumps, and you start shaking, and you start tearing in your eyes because you're stunned. 2 years ago? What? Really? I remember like it was yesterday. It was 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and I was in the college studio, and I was editing my sounds like I always do, and I was getting ready. And it was that night, I was nervous. Not because, oh my gosh, something's going to go wrong. This is your one shot. You can't let this go wrong. I guess I was nervous because, God, the last time? I'm a little bit nervous. Like, this is going to be your biggest show of your career. Not knowing 3 months later I'll be back on the air once again. And I look at my hand, and it's red. My nose just starts bleeding. I was that nervous that my nose, and I run to the bathroom, and I'm like, this can't be happening. Oh my goodness, my nose never bleeds like this. And no one's around me. I got my producers, Rebecca and Rhea and Mary Claire, who she still is my producer. There, I think Rebecca, she was eating dinner, and Rhea, I think she was doing something. And Mary Claire, she was traveling down from where she lives, Peekskill. And my nose is bleeding, and here comes my mentor, Bobby Williams, who we always thank, the screen and the PC right in front of me here in the studio. He says, hey, so are you ready for the last show? I said, my nose is bleeding right now. We're 3 hours away from airtime. And this wasn't no nosebleed. I mean, it just was, I feel like my nose opened up and it was falling down. Eventually it stops. 8 o'clock comes around. And then I broadcast my last show in college. 2 hours went by. And then that was the end of it. And who knows, I'll be standing here today a year and a half later. So this Thursday will be 2 years. And for Throwback Thursdays on Twitter and Instagram and on our like page, we will be posting many pictures of me broadcasting from when I was 18 to 22 years old. Yeah, I'm turning 24 in almost a month. 22 years old. So we'll be posting all those pictures. And really exciting to experience that. But I did so much more in college than radio. Because when I was in high school, I only did running. There was millions of clubs, extracurricular activities. Still today, my high school has the most in New York City. Not state, city, not country, New York City. But I only did cross country and track. And till this day, I question myself why. There were many clubs I could have joined, but I didn't. I just stuck with cross country and track, and senior year, joined varsity, medals, you name it. I'm not bragging. That's just what I did. And I can tell you a few stories. Not now, though. And then I went to college. I did school newspapers, student government, security committee, where we created the emergency preparedness plan that no one listened to. And I think I already spoke about that on the program. And I also did drama. And I also did International Student Association. So I did many things in college. And when I was in college, I learned many things. I learned how to write a resume. And I learned how to do radio through my internships. So I learned all these different things. The problem is, I didn't learn the important things. For the next 8 minutes, I'm going to do a monologue. A monologue's a speech, and usually used for plays, but sometimes for radio. And the top of this hour, I'm going to give you a monologue of what I did not learn in college. And I think it's important, because many of you are graduating this weekend. My college graduations is next weekend. We'll mark 2 years since I graduated college. And many are going to come out of college not realizing what faces in front of them. And that's the scary part. But what didn't I learn in college? I didn't learn the real world. I didn't. You walk out of college and you go home, and for the first 2-3 days, holy, I'm unemployed. I'm not lying to you. When you're a college student for 4 years and you come out, you don't know that you're not going to have a job. Some people will, but thousands won't. Some people won't have debt, but the majority of them are going to. And I walked out of college and holy, I'm unemployed. Now, lucky enough, I got a job a few weeks later. Many weren't so lucky. I walked out of college. I didn't have a studio. I didn't have a radio program. I didn't have a job. What am I going to do? And I've been applying for jobs since March. I applied for jobs since March because that's just what I thought I was supposed to do. But you never thought when you leave college, you got nothing. You walk out and you're a lonely man in a lonely world. Again, when you're in your car and you're driving, you feel like the whole world's watching you. That's how I felt. I didn't have a car. But I didn't have a job. What's going on? And many of you guys out there who are graduating are not knowing that yet. And believe me, I was with you. This time I was preparing for my last show. But later in the week, oh, we were partying. Oh, yeah. I don't think I can lie to anyone. We had some fun times. Andrew, 9:30, be at dorm 105, and I was there at 9 o'clock. Who's bringing the stuff? Hey, Andrew's got the stuff. Which party am I going to? Again, and I did have a job in college. So you're probably wondering how the heck did you pay for this. Hey, I did have a job in college, so we had fun. But you never really thought when you left college what was in front of you, and no job was in front of you. You walk out and what else do you see? The most important thing. Social networking. That's another thing that you learn out of college, that I didn't learn in college, social networking. How social networking is a part of our lives, and everyone's on it. If you're 55 or if you're 13, you're on it. If you hate Twitter or if you love Facebook, you're on it. And everyone knows you're not supposed to post something that might hurt your chances, but people do it anyway. You go on Facebook and everyone complains. Everyone complains about what I'm speaking about now, but this is the difference. I'm not complaining. I am giving you a speech. I'm giving you a monologue. I am trying to inform you before you go out there. I'm not trying to gain any attention. If you want to listen to this show, you can listen to this show. If you want to go and do something else, by all means. I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. And I'm sure not your sibling either. Pet dog, ruff ruff, maybe. What I'm trying to say is this. You have to learn to keep your mouth shut and keep your fingers closed before you type on any social network. I understand a tough world out there. And I understand that the job's not going to be with you. And to some of us, it's still not. And to some of us, we question every day. You turn 24 before you know you're 26. And before you know you're 35. I know, it's scary. My major is not the most popular to go into, and surely not the most money when you first go in. But doesn't mean that everyone else's job is any better. But what we see here is when you go on social network and you keep your mouth shut because you go on and you complain, and companies and businesses in your field doesn't want complainers. They don't want whiners. Remember when we spoke about whining? Whining is what? Whining is someone who says something and tries to gain attention. Companies doesn't want bad publicity, and they don't want unnecessary attention. So if a company is looking through your Facebook, or the son of the boss of the company that might hire you says, well, Dad, look what he wrote. Oh, we don't want that guy. Another thing I really hate, but I'm going to say it anyway, is those who complain and get a job anyway, and then they complain and they have a job. I have a friend who's a nurse, and she complained, I got a degree, I got money, and I got nothing. She complained, she whined on Facebook. She then got a job full-time, 50 grand starting a year, and she's still complaining, still trying to gain attention, and the hospital has no damn clue. Does she deserve that job? Absolutely not. But does she have that job? You goddamn bet she does. And she's probably not listening because she's too busy whining about her job, probably. And many people do. Why whine? Why complain? Why not sit down, take a deep breath, and actually see what have I learned and what could I start learning now? Where's my money going? How's my money being used? And how it's affecting the people around me? How can my one hand create a society better for people around me? How can we do that? You can. You can. I can. We can. We all can. We're smart human beings. And no one can say that we're dumb because of color, because of race, because of religion. No one can say that. Because it's not true. We all are born with a brain. And for that brain to develop, it's up to us to see where that brain develops to. There are many things we haven't learned in college. Some of us haven't learned how to write a check, balance a budget, get a job, create a savings account, and actually being prepared that things won't be handed to you, but you will earn things. That's what everyone, every speech should be saying. They should be saying, yo, Andrew, we want you to speak at commencement. And I'll say everything I'm saying now. Because my goal is to affect one graduate in the audience. One person. One man, one woman. That's my goal, because one person can make a difference. If I can inspire someone, to go out and, all right, I'm going to prepare myself. I just realized the world is not going to be handed to me. A job of your dreams might not be there for some. But if you go out and you see, what haven't I learned? How could I learn this? You might be the next president of the United States. Just because you took that little advice. 855-712-YNTS. I want to learn about a major you enrolled in. Tell me about your major. I was a communication major with a poli-sci minor. And what I'm going to do next, and you're going to love this, and I don't even want to tell it to you now. I want to tell it to you when we come back. Because I did something that no one has done before. I made something that's probably inaccurate, and I made this something probable. And I want to speak about it with you. 855-712-YNTS. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We'll be right back.
call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
So right now we're playing my favorite disco tunes for my mother to celebrate Mother's Day. Carol Douglas, Midnight Love Affair. Coming in second, we have one more song after this one. All right, that makes sense. If you're just joining me, we are speaking about the aftermath of graduation, what I learned about 2 years ago when I graduated. And I did a little monologue, a little speech, a little gist of what I would say if I was ever chosen to speak at a commencement of any kind. And I can't see why I shouldn't be. There is no reason why my college next Saturday should call me up right now and say, "Hey, Andrew, we would love an alumni to speak for about 5 minutes. Can you do it?" I would love to do it. And I'm telling you, speech of the speeches it would be. Tears would be in people's eyes because that's what I do. I create impact. 855-712-YNTS. I'm taking your calls. What was your major or what major are you taking? And I want to get your opinion on it. We have a little conversation if it's nursing, communication, and such. What I did was very interesting because when you go online, and many are probably doing it, they go online and they say, "Well, I really don't know what to do with my life." They might not have a passion for something like I did when it came to radio. So what do? They go on Google and they type in the top worst college majors. They go and they see, well, which one's going to make me money, which one's going to keep me employed, and which one is in demand. So that's what many are probably doing. Okay, they see the top 10 worst. Well, okay, I don't want to pick that major. Now, of course, I don't agree with it. No one should pick their major off of employment or money. Because you probably can make just as much money, put your mind to it, and you know the right people. There's nothing wrong with that, but many probably do. They probably go and they probably do something like that. Now, when someone goes and reads a list of the top 10 worst majors, you're going off of one list by a few researchers. Someone else might see a different list based on different statistics, and what do? They end up choosing a major that's probably number one on the list you just read. So what did I do? Because I didn't want to choose any list I thought looked nice. I decided to do my little Yo Andrew research, and I researched five different lists. Some were the top five worst, some were top 10, some were 12. Lists that popped up on Google first. Now, again, I try to base it on the dates and the years, but many aren't going to do that anyway. They're going to look, they're going to see a list, they're going to read it, they're going to talk with their parents about it, and they're going to end up being a nurse. And then they end up not being good as a nurse because many people aren't that good at being nurses. It's just the way it is. So we have a list from Forbes, the top 10 worst college majors. We got a list from Kiplinger, worst college majors for your career. We have a list, college majors with the worst employment outlook, Yahoo Education. We have a list from Huffington Post, and then we have a list from money-facts.com, best and worst college majors. And I looked at all of these lists, and I first went and I decided to see what major is in each list the most. And I took those 10 majors. And then I decided to see how the majors ranked in each one. So if I saw a major that hit very high in the number ones and twos, they were more higher on my list. And those that maybe weren't mentioned in all of the list, they were just mentioned in one or two, they might have been lower. But I kind of ranked it out where I picked 10 majors. From five of these lists, I picked 10 majors. And out of all five of these lists, I ranked from the top 10 worst, so I'm all five. So now if someone comes up to me and says, "Well, Andrew, I read this list that stated this major was the worst." Well, I decided to take five and make it to one beautiful top 10 worst list. So if you're someone out there who really wants to know Well, I want to choose a major that's going to give me good employment. It's in demand, and it's going to give me a salary after college. This is what I'm going to choose. And many of you are going into college, and many of you are graduating from college in the next several weeks or several days. Now, believe me, do I like doing this? No. Because no one should be based on a list. But I thought it was interesting, though, to really see what was the worst. And we got the list here, and we're going to tell you each single one. So let's get the drum roll ready, and we're going to get our first list. Drum roll, please. What was number 10 on the list? English. It was English. English was number 10 on my list. After going through all 10, English was number 10 on the Forbes list, and it was also number 10 on the Kiplinger list. Oh, sorry, the Kiplinger. God, I can't even see the name here. Kiplinger list. Kiplinger.com. They had English as number 10, but English wasn't one of the top five, and English wasn't on the other list we've mentioned. They weren't on Yahoo, and they weren't on Huffington Post, and they weren't on money-facts.com. And those lists were the top five worst. So you might have decided, if you're reading a list of the top five worst, and you, well, maybe I want to be in English. You know what? That's not mentioned. So maybe I want to do English. Well, English is, it is still there. If these lists might have went further in, English might have been number 10. But again, it's only number 10, so you might have a good chance. But let's go to number 9. Let's do the drum roll one more time. Physical fitness. Physical fitness was number 9. It ranked number 7 on the Forbes list, and then it ranked number 3 on another list that we, I believe it was on the Huffington Post list. It was on that one. So if you want to be a gym teacher, you want to be a gym trainer, sadly enough, you are, you don't want to be a fitness teacher. Number 9 of the worst majors you can be a part of. Let's go to number 8. Drum roll, please, again. Here we go. Liberal arts. Liberal arts. When I took liberal arts, it was only on 2 lists. Only 2 of the 5 lists. And it ranked number 5 on one list and ranked number 7. And liberal arts on my list came as number 8. So if you had to go and you had to choose a major, and you, liberal arts is, of course, the major you might not want to choose. You have 5 lists here. If you're just joining us, we took 5 lists. Forbes, Kiplinger, Yahoo, Huffington Post, and Money-Facts. And while each list gives you a different ranking in a different order, what's the best and the worst, you might get an inaccurate reading on what's the worst, and you might choose something you might like. So we took all these lists, and we decided to make a beautiful top 10 worst majors based on the way they were ranked on each of these lists. And of course, these are also, these lists were chosen by unemployment, salary, and demand. And we had number 10, English, number 9, physical fitness, number 8, liberal arts. What could number 7 be? Drum roll, please. Religious studies. Religious studies came as number 7. It was in 2 lists and came at the top 4, and again also in the top 4 on 2 lists. Religious studies. So if you want to study to be a priest or be a religion teacher, you might have a hard time. Let's go one more time. Number 6. Drama. Drama came as number 1 on one list and came as number 8 on another. It was only in 2 lists. Drama came in number 6 on our list. if you want to acting or Broadway. From all of the list, again, drama was only mentioned in two lists, though. So again, the drama is still out. But again, those shorter lists, Huffington Post list, that was the top five. And we saw Yahoo, that was the top five of the worst. If the list furthered, drama might have been one of them. Now, this is a shocking one, and it came into the top five. What did Mike Brady do? Say with me, Architect. Architect came as number five. And two of the list was Architecture. You wouldn't believe it. And two of the list, one list had it at number two, and another list had Architecture at number four. So, this is the example of why we're doing this right now. See how it came at number two and number four? And Architecture, by the way. Now, look at this. You have three lists that only did top five, and then you have two lists that did top 10. Now, Architecture was mentioned at number two, number four, and by the way, out of three of the top five list, Architecture was only in one out of three of those lists. And Architecture, it was in the Huffington Post list. It wasn't in the other top five list. So now you're looking at Architecture. It was in the top five of Money Dash Facts, and it was in I was wrong. It was in the Yahoo and in the Money Dash Facts list, but it wasn't in the top five Huffington Post, and it wasn't in Forbes. In Forbes, it wasn't even mentioned, and this is Forbes magazine, a pretty worthy magazine, wasn't there, and it wasn't in Kiblinger.com either. So if you're someone who decided, you know what, Forbes is my magazine, and whatever Forbes says is probably true, now you're talking to someone and you want to be an Architecture, well, you wouldn't believe it because there is a list out there that says Architecture is not one of them. And believe it or not, because Architecture was in the top five on two of those top five lists, it was ranked number five on my list. Compared to drama, where even though it was number one on the Huffington Post list, it was number eight on the Kiblinger list. So it was number six. So you see how I did it? Because it was a little bit higher on a second list, and Architecture was lower on both lists, it came as number five. Now we're going into the top four. Let's see who has made the top four? Oh, boy. Now, film photography. Now, right now, we're reaching the top four. And the top four reached... film and photography. Okay, here it is. Film and photography. Even though, now that I'm looking at my list, actually, Informative Systems, that's number three. That should have been number four. Because Informative Systems hit number one in the Yahoo list, and Informative Systems hit number one and then it hit number three in Money Dash Facts list. Film and Photography hit 2, 4, and 3. So it was in the top five in three out of the five lists, where Informative Systems hit 1 and 3. So because film photography was in the list, and it was actually worthy enough to be on a list, that should be moved up to number three, while 1, 3, even though it was... But I think when I made the list, I put Informative Systems, who I don't even know what that even is, as number three, because even though film and photography was on more lists, it still was not in the... It wasn't low enough to really be in the top three. So maybe that's why Informative Systems came in as number three. Because even though it was on two lists, 1 and 3, it was placed in two of the lists. So let's do number two on my beautiful list I made. Fine Arts had four lists. Four of the five lists Fine Arts hit. The only list Fine Arts did not hit, it was the Yahoo. Yahoo did not mention Fine Arts in their top five. But Fine Arts hit third, fourth, and then top. So it hit the top three, four of the list. So it was in Forbes, it was in Kiblinger, it was in Huffington Post, it was in Money-Facts.com, but it was not in Yahoo. Now, Fine Arts was in the top five on four or five of these lists. So if Yahoo decided to expand the list, would they even mention Fine Arts? And if they mentioned Fine Arts, would it be further into the 9 or the 10th spot, giving someone an inaccurate reading of, you know what, Fine Arts is a little bit high up there, so I have a, even though it's not the best major, I have a good chance of getting a job, where there's actual lists out there that are ranking Fine Arts in the bottom. Another reason why we did this list. Now, what was number one? And this is when either list, this is number one. Anthropology, archaeology was on every list. Forbes, it was number one. On Kiblinger, it was number three. On Yahoo, it was number two. And on Huffington Post and on Money-Facts, it was number one. It was in the top three. It was on every list. It was the only one out of the five lists we chose to examine and to take out, to make one big list. That was the only major that actually was on every list and in the top three. And because of its salary, because of the demand, and because of unemployment, it was number one on our list. So I hope you understand why we did this. I did this because, number one, this list at the end of the day doesn't matter. Because as long as you love something, you'll make money out of it. And the old saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. But if you're someone who doesn't agree with that term and you want to go and you want to read a list by some researchers basing jobs on salary, demand, and unemployment, you realize that one list and two lists and three lists is not going to matter. Because every list is different, and every researcher is researching in a different way. And unless you created a top 10 list like I did, you might not get an accurate reading. And you might not choose a career you want just because you thought that you did something right, but you didn't. You didn't do something right. But that's what we did on the program here. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone.
Are you a musician you'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits. Just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky. Look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
I know you're probably wondering, your mom likes Gaga? I know. I don't brag much about it, do I? Welcome back to the... Hey, I mean, it's funny because when you tell older women that, they say, I love Gaga too. And before you know, we're all dancing to Lady Gaga. And truthfully, I think she's one of the nicest artists. And I think on this program, I bragged about Gaga many times. I have. I mean, she does not get credit when due. I mean, she doesn't. Why are the paparazzi snapping at Kim Kardashian when they should be snapping at her? Lady Gaga gives back to her fans. That's not reported on. Lady Gaga has very sweet, delicate interviews. Not reported on. But again, that's not what makes money. Welcome to America. Welcome to America. And welcome to how we look at paparazzi and the media. So, it is Mother's Day, and we already said in the top of the hour, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there who have a beautiful mother just waiting for her special day. It's like a second birthday. And you already know my stand on many of these holidays. It's all about money, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's all about making an extra dough and putting more money into business. Even though I said years ago on my college show that America doesn't make any money off of this because half this stuff you're buying is probably made overseas. But I think my mom proved to me that Mother's Day actually is special in some way compared to Valentine's Day and other holidays. She told me Mother's Day actually is special. And Hallmark did also. If you haven't seen Hallmark's commercial yet for Mother's Day, it really is very sweet. And it really gives out what a mom's role truly is. It has nothing to do with her sex or gender roles or nothing of that. So here's a sound clip of wisdom. It's only 30 seconds long, but there's millions of words that come out of it that we're going to speak about after. Sound Globe of Wisdom. It is about a young girl who is thanking her mom, and it kind of leads her from the beginning of her life all the way to a graduation of probably high school.
Mom, I may not have the words to thank you for everything you've done for me. The sacrifices you've made, the loving care you've given. But no matter what, you'll always have my respect, my gratitude, and most especially, my love. Happy Mother's Day.
So what does this commercial remind us of? It's not talking about money, like I think everything is all about. It reminds us that our moms really put a lot. I mean, some moms I know are single, and other moms are, you know, now with the divorce rate rising, many moms fight it alone. And many moms are married for 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 years. But by the end of the day, every mom's the same. Right? Yeah. And we don't thank our moms enough. We don't. But we will now. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank her. Because no one I know, no one would Tuesday night for 2 hours, for 120 minutes, to sit down and listen to me on a radio program, and I'm not getting paid 1 cent. I'm not getting recognition from many, like she always says I should. But I really thank her for just being a part of the program. Because I'm not going to lie, when I do this program, and I am speaking to my audience, I might be 100 right now, it might be 10, it might be 2, I always feel like when I speak, it's directly going to my mother. Like we're having a one-on-one conversation. The only difference is, she's not right in front of me. We're not speaking to each other. But we are through radio. And like I always said, a lot of stuff we talk about she is not interested in. Believe maybe we get into politics sometimes or we'll get into an issue, but she still listens. And I want to say thank you for everything you've done. How hard it gets. Yeah, you have good days, you have your bad days, but remember, I'm always saying thank you. If it's not directly, it's in some shape or form. And for all of you out there who have mothers like I do, there's no reason why Mother's Day should be every day. There's no reason why you can't go with your mom to the supermarket. There's no reason why you can't buy your mom something nice. There's no reason why you can't sit down and help her with her phone for a few minutes. How much you don't want to. Because it might look easy to you, but it doesn't look as easy to her. Because one day, you want to get the same gratitude from your own children. And you might say to yourself, if I do it for my mom, I can hopefully get it from my own children. Believe me, I see many people who don't give the recognition, who scream, who yell. In front of people, public, family members, I for one will never do that. Ever see anyone. They're going to hear one thing from me. And like I said, I don't tell anyone how to raise their children. And I don't tell anyone what they can do and not do, but there's some things that it's an exception. Screaming at your mother, who, at the end of the day, does everything. I mean, superwoman. To know that and, you know, your mom's not going to be there forever. You know, it's, you know, we're humans and one day we all want to, you know, live forever. But so for you to do something that you might regret, I guess that's how you should always think. If you ever feel that you're going to do something that you're going to regret, don't do it. Again, Mother's Day is a day that it is about money. But I learned that it is about not saying thank you to your mom, recognizing it. Because we hope that you've been saying thank you the whole time, all year round, days, nights, mornings, afternoons, by you helping her with your phone, by you ordering items online, by you texting her, telling her that you're at work and you're okay. That's what you should be talking about. Speaking about how what you've done throughout the year is a good thing. And if you see that you're not doing those things, that's a problem. And we hope Mother's Day could reserve as a conversation with you and your mom. If you're having a fight with your mom, have that conversation. If you've done so many things for her, talk about it. And represent those thank yous with flowers or candy. And I think that's what the Hallmark commercial was really about. It was about a young girl telling her mom, I know there are times when I might not say thank you directly, but deep inside, I do show thank yous all the time. And Mother's Day is just a holiday where we could recognize those thank yous together. Yeah. It's amazing the things you learn on this program. And when you sit here behind this microphone and you're able to just have a conversation, look at what we come up with and how true and how valuable it really is. I have to say, because believe me, when I'm off this microphone, I feel like I'm shouting to the world, but when I'm behind it, I'm really on key. I want to thank my mom for everything. I love you. My dad, my brother, love them too. Thank you. That's the Father's Day speech. That's coming in a month. I want to thank my affiliates for airing my program. I want to thank our guest tonight. God, I feel like now I'm like, see, now that I just went like, you know, okay, Will Finn, the director of Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, for joining us on the program. My crew, Howard Forrest, my phone screen, Mary Claire, my producer, Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And I want to thank you, the audience. You make the show. You let it keep going on and on and on. And that's what we want. That's exactly what we want to hear. Next Tuesday night, don't let behind. Thanks, guys.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like... wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Saint Germain invites you to join him for four exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org.